From WSIU Radio News, I'm Jeff Williams. It's Wednesday, June 20th. Look for a partly sunny start to the day, then we'll see a 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms developing primarily during the afternoon hours. Look for high today near 88. The state fire marshal is expected to investigate a Murfreesboro apartment building fire. Crews from Murfreesboro and Carbondale responded to the apartment fire on Shoemaker Drive. Murfreesboro officials say no one was injured in the fire that was reported last night around 9:15 p.m. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. Southern Illinois Congressman Mike Bost says the Trump administration policy of separating parents from children at the border is not new policy. The Murfreesboro Republican says the Obama administration also carried out the practice. Bost says this is occurring because the immigrant families have done something illegal.
If we secure these borders and get things in place, that separation is not going to occur because it won't give the opportunity for that illegal act.
Bost says no one wants to separate children from their families, but he says it's a consequence of breaking the law. Some immigration experts say Obama-era policies did lead to some family separations, but nowhere near the rate of the Trump administration. Republican Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner says he's made it clear to the Trump administration that he's opposed to its policy of separating children from their parents who are coming into the U.S. illegally.
What I am calling on is for us to end the policy of separating families. It is bad policy, it's wrong, it's heartbreaking, it's not the moral thing to do.
Earlier this year, Rauner said he would send Illinois National Guard troops to the border if the Trump administration asked him to, because Trump is the military commander-in-chief. But yesterday, the governor said he's no longer giving that any thought. Rauner's Democratic opponent for governor, J.B. Pritzker, had criticized the governor for not speaking up sooner on the issue of separating migrant children and their families. Well, the Department of Veterans Affairs will hold a town hall meeting today in Southern Illinois to discuss the agency's health care system. Spokesperson Kevin Harris says the forum in Harrisburg is designed to solicit feedback from veterans, their families, and other beneficiaries of the health care system. Earlier this month, President Trump signed a law that will expand private care for veterans as an alternative to the VA health system. Tonight's town hall meeting takes place from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Harris Pruitt Building in Harrisburg. Well, the SIU School of Medicine and Southern Illinois Healthcare have broken ground on a new clinic and teaching facility in Carbondale. WSIU's Steph Whiteside has more.
The 40,000-square-foot building will house medical residents and students in the physician assistant program. The number of students who stay to practice in the rural community is much higher than the national average, SIH Chief Operating Officer Bart Milstead explained.
Nearly 30% of the graduates at the SIU Carbondale Residency Program, 60 out of 188 total graduates, have chosen to start their career and live here in Southern Illinois.
SIU School of Medicine Dean Jerry Cruz emphasized the importance of community partnerships and serving patients.
Those family physicians and those PAs have become the heart and soul of medical care in Southern Illinois.
The building is scheduled to be complete by May 2019. For WSIU, I'm Steph Whiteside.
Well, weather-wise, today as we're getting ready to start summer tomorrow, might want to keep that umbrella handy. There's a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly during the afternoon hours. Otherwise, call it partly sunny today. We'll see a high around 88. Winds be out of the west-southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. That chance of showers and thunderstorms continues overnight tonight. Mostly cloudy with a low of 72 tomorrow. We'll rewind and do it all over again. Showers and thunderstorms likely tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies. We'll see a high around 84. In fact, chance of showers and thunderstorms pretty much stays in the forecast through the weekend. I'm Jeff Williams, WSIU Radio News.